Welcome to Textination. Joining us is Travis Chen, co-founder of a company called OK Play. Thanks for joining us, Travis.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, tell us what OK Play is all about.
Yeah, so OK Play is a free app that encourages parents and kids to play together every day. Our activities are designed around types of play that kids naturally gravitate to and really have forever. So things like pretending, building, dress up, dancing, singing, these things that kids just naturally do. We use the digital device and OK Play as a way to encourage real world play and conversation. So for example, we have a scavenger hunt where the kid runs around the house taking photos of things. They're able to direct a movie, watch a drawing they make come to life, record a song, narrate a story, and really importantly, have a conversation with their parent, which is so powerful. Our activities are also aimed to ignite the child's creativity and imagination. The app gives the player the power to create and not just consume content. So every activity results in this really cool created video that captures the experience, that moment, but also that child's like raw creative energy. These moments are saved, so you can always come back to them, look at them, share them with loved ones, send them to grandma and grandpa. And then finally, all of our activities are built hand in hand with educators and child development experts, led by our chief science officer, Dr. Colleen Russo-Johnson. And they're all built with a focus on social, emotional, and cognitive growth for young children. One of the things we're super proud of, recently OK Play was honored with a 5-star review from Common Sense Media. So if you don't know, Common Sense Media is a nonprofit organization that provides education and advocacy for safe technology, media for children, healthy screen time. And they said that OK Play was really following most of the gold standards for what high quality screen time looks like for young ones.
What's the age range that this is intended for?
Yeah, for sure. So it's unique in that the app is actually built for both the parent and the child. Like, we really want to invite the parent in and play. But the child age range focus is 3 to 6. One thing, though, is because there's such a focus on content creation and really tapping into that child's imagination and creativity, the age range is actually pretty fluid, and also the skill range, especially when the parent's involved, because they can help scaffold the play. They can kind of direct it to what the child needs. We've also heard from a lot of our players that siblings, older brothers and sisters, love joining in on the, especially the content creation, like filming a movie, creating a song, and they sort of take the role as the parent in that equation. We really hope with that, the parent being involved, we really hope they see the power in participating in connecting in and engaging with the child's entertainment. One of the really powerful studies that is just so eye-opening for us is LEGO's Playwell report, which came out in 2018. And it really talks about the power of parents playing and engaging with their child. And they looked at how parents play Legos with their kids. And they did surveys. 93% of kids feel happy when they're playing with their parents. It's just so powerful. But what's really cool is it goes the other way too. It's very kind of therapeutic and beneficial for the parent as well. So 83% of parents in that survey said playing with their kids enables them to feel more refreshed. 86% say it helps them de-stress and unwind from the day. And 89% say it helps put perspective, it puts life in perspective. And so those are so powerful, like the power of playing with your child, just getting on the floor, going on an adventure with them is just so enriching for the child, but also for the parent as well. And really that's what OK Play is about. And that's why we focus so much on kind of asking the parent to join in on the fun.
It sounds like it's screen time, but not passive screen time. Kids aren't sitting there looking at a screen.
That's exactly it. It's, you can kind of think of it as a catalyst for play that happens out of the screen. I'll give an example to that, or a few examples. One of our activities, I have two sons, Elliot, who's 4, and Miles, who's 2. Elliot loves this activity we have called Goodnight Hike. It's what we call a spark. They're sort of conversation starters. And what Goodnight Hike does is you follow Twiggle, one of our characters, on a hike where each stop on the hike is a question. What was something that was happy that happened today? What's something that was tough that happened today? And the final stop is, what are you looking forward to tomorrow? So it's kind of like a video, but those stops really give opportunity for parents and children to have a conversation. Sometimes that's a quick answer. It's like 10 seconds. I had a blast playing with Legos. Sometimes it's a 5-minute conversation about what we're doing tomorrow or what we're doing this weekend. And one of the things that's really great about Goodnight Hike is I can come back to it time and time again and always get a different answer from Elliot. Another great example of play that's leaving the screen is our scavenger hunts. Our scavenger hunts give the kid the camera and have them go on an adventure. So sometimes it's like finding colors or shapes in the house. Sometimes it's taking photos of different expressions they make, like what a happy face versus sad face looks like. Jicama's fruit emergency. Jicama is one of our characters who's an artist, and she loves painting things. And she wants to make this beautiful painting of a fruit bowl. And so it asks the child to find colors that match different fruits. So go on an adventure through your house finding the color red and take a photo of it. Find the color yellow, find the color purple. They're all brought together in this beautiful animation where those colors of photos fill in the fruit shapes. So the red is an apple, the yellow is a banana, and she creates this beautiful masterpiece of this fruit bowl that's animated and comes together. Then one last example I'll give is our robot drawing. Our drawing activity, which we have many of, is one of our most popular with our users. And on its surface, it's simple drawing, right? It looks kind of like a coloring book. But where the power of our drawing activity comes in is that it's really encouraging pass and playing with the parent. So even the on-device activities, for example, drawing on the screen, we try to encourage this interactivity that's happening out of the screen. So for example, our robot drawing, Elliot will first draw a head of a robot. So what does the head of the robot look like? And then it asks you to pass it to the parent. They get to draw the body. You don't get to draw the body. The parent does. And so the parent gets to kind of feed off of that child's creative energy. Oftentimes for my son, Elliot, it's him directing me. He loves like taking agency, calling all the shots. So he'll be like, you got to pick the red color and draw a heart on it. And then what happens is once Elliot draws the legs, I might draw a spark for the robot. It all comes together in this video that we've made together, which is now a keepsake, a memento. One of the other really fun things about those videos is I can create my robot drawing and my most recent robot drawing, but I can also look back on all the other robot drawings we've ever done and all the other robot drawings, all the other drawing types we've ever done. And so you get these like memories, these mementos, these keepsakes that are really powerful. And they're so fun for the kid to watch. The kids love watching things that they've created.
So which platforms is this available on?
Yeah, so OK Play is available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And we're very soon going to be kind of doing a full rollout for tablet support as well in both of those ecosystems.
Now, there are two versions, free and premium. Tell me what the differences are.
It's actually, so the app is free. There's a single app called OK Play. If you search OK Play in the App Store, and it's free. And how it works is we do have a premium subscription, but we actually try to give as much free content to our users as we can. One of the things that we have is a Today feed. The Today feed gives you a list of activities, somewhere between 5 to 8 activities every single day. So if you open to the Today feed, you always get 8 new things. For example, if you open it this week, we have a program about thankfulness, obviously tied to the upcoming holidays. And all of the activities that are featured this week are based on thankfulness. Everything on the Today feed is free. So if you're playing the app every single day, the content that we feature every single day is free. The premium part of the app is if you want access to the entire library of content whenever you want, or the ability to play something you played a week ago today, That's where the premium subscription comes in. And we have a monthly subscription, and we also offer a really great kind of discounted rate for longer term subscribers. But I would say for listeners, go and play it for free. Every single day, there's new things to play.
And
for free.
How much are the premium subscriptions?
Yeah, so we're $9.99 per month, but we offer a discounted yearly rate for it as well, which kind of the pricing changes on that discount based off of kind of the deal that's going on that day.
So tell us how this came about.
Yeah, so the team is a group of parents, scientists, storytellers, designers, engineers. We've all had very successful careers in growing entertainment, media, technology, and even wellness companies. Our CEO most recently came from the app Headspace, which is meditation for adults. So we've built these really amazing products, and in the last decade, half decade for a lot of us, we've also aspired to grow our children into kind, thoughtful, and expressive beings. And for a lot of parents, doing both of those in parallel, right? And OK Play, for most of us that work at the company, is really a collision of those two passions. Like, what are the things that we care most about? Of course, our children, but also the products that we make for people. Can we do both of those things together? For me, my personal journey to OK Play is really seeing the power of play leaving the screen. It's been a through line for me as a play designer and game designer. I worked on Guitar Hero for 5+ years. Guitar Hero's magic is not just dots coming down on the screen in time to music. It's having players pretend like they're rock stars, playing in a band with their friends. So using digital to encourage this real world pretend play, human connection through the digital, is just so powerful. And for me, OK Play was really, can we kind of bring some of that energy to children in a space where a lot of children's media is a lot of video consumption? Can we engage conversation? Can we engage play? Also, as a father of two, like, I see the power of play with my little ones every day. The magic that like happens when you get on the floor and play with them. It's just so powerful. Like, you can feel it as a parent. And I think every parent has that experience. But I'll also say that as a parent, it's hard to find something new and imaginative to do every day. Like, there's always that challenge of what do we do next? And there's some things you constantly go back to. We're going to play Duplos. We're going to go to the park. But it's hard to every single day be pressured to come up with something new, in the same way that it's hard for teachers to plan a curriculum for tomorrow. And so, also I'll say, I'm a play designer. I built my career on designing games and engaging play. And if it's hard for me, like, it's got to be really hard for a lot of people. And so that was another kind of thesis for OK Play, is can we give parents ideas of what to do? Can we give parents a ways to engage in play with their children every single day?
Terrific. And the website is okplay.co, and it's the letters O, then K. play.co.
Yeah, OKPLAY.co. And yeah, the okay part is about just being okay with who you are, being okay with what type of parent you are, and also the answer of, like, if you're having problems, if you're having problems regulating, if you're having problems recognizing emotion, if you want to have a conversation, the answer is just simple. It's okay, play.
Terrific. Well, congratulations on what you're doing with this. Again, it's okplay.co. You can just look for OK Play on iOS and Android to download. Great. It. Give it a try. Travis Chen, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so fun talking to you. Have a great rest of the week.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, It's a great companion, but it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.